This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Hold on, check me, bro.
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol. Now go to sleep, we.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. And today's episode is just going to be about Heather's house. That's it. That's all we're talking about.
Oh my gosh, we finally got our tour after all of these years of, you know, having to watch the YouTube videos, which are great, but just not the same.
Can I just say, like, I'm happy we got that tour because, like, it was owed to us. But, like, as she was doing it, I was just like, I wouldn't do this. Like, I wouldn't broadcast this.
Okay, I was thinking about this because I think you and I both really like Heather.
Oh, yeah.
But they're definitely, as I've been, you know, posting about Orange County leading up to the season and, like, seeing, you know, more discourse online, there definitely are a fair amount of people who don't love Heather and think she's kind of obnoxious and, you know, stuck up and all of that. And I respect that opinion. I enjoy her on the show, whatever. But I think when I was watching the scene, I was like, oh, people are going to be so annoyed. Because they're going to be like, oh, like Fancy Pants is back and she's showing off, blah, blah, blah. But then I was thinking about it and there is a 100% chance that production was like, okay, this is, we're going to have you give a tour in right. the first episode because we know people want to see it. So I know what you mean. Like it was a lot, but I also think it was definitely something where production basically told her to do it.
Absolutely.
There are a lot of moments in this first episode of Orange County, if you're unaware of what we're talking about. there are a lot of moments where it's kind of like, okay, so this was a little bit arranged by production because there is like a cast shakeup. Heather hasn't filmed with any of these women before except Shannon. So there need to be some, you know, there has to be some connecting of the dots to get the group together. And, you know, it is what it is. We all know how reality TV works, but it was kind of funny in this episode. It's like, oh, so Heather's on a walk with Nicole, who sort of knows Shannon, and Shannon's going to invite, and, you know, Shannon's friends with Gina, and Shannon's going to bring Gina to this lunch. And then Noelle is like, there's a lot of like, we're connecting the strings on the board and like, but I like that they're not pretending too much that it's like an existing friend group.
I know. I have to say that I did tweet this. This premiere okay. was one of the best premieres that I've ever watched. It was very strong. And all that it proved was that it needed a little cash shakeup. Last season of Orange County was one of the worst seasons that ever existed. And the fact that I personally think that this premiere was so good, I think it's leading into what we see will be a lot of drama and like in the perfect way, exactly what you just said. They're connecting all these people, like they're leading us into it. And it was really cool also because there was that 5-year gap that Heather wasn't on the show. Like they showed where her kids back and forth and they were such babies. Oh my God.
So I had kind of forgotten how young Heather's kids were when she first came on the show.
Coco but was the like other four.
No, Coco was like one.
What?
She's 12. Okay, so I went to this press event the other night that Heather was at, and I was talking to her, and she was saying that it's basically it's been 10 years since she started filming for the show.
Started filming, yes.
Right, so Coco took her first steps on camera.
Right.
And like, obviously now, you know, Max and Nikki are seniors in high school. Kat is 15, she said. So like her kids are at a completely different phase of life than when she was on the show before. And it's so fun to see her having her those relationships with her kids that are, you know, almost adults at this point.
I've always loved her and Terry's dynamic with the kids. I think they're like a very fun family.
Yeah, and I think I appreciate the thing of when parents, you know, talk to their kids like they're real people and don't, you know, sort of treat them like babies. And I think Heather is the kind of person where both in her family and in her friendships that we see on the show, she doesn't like bullshit. She doesn't like, you know, fake, you know, she just is a very like tell it like it is kind of person. And I feel like she does a good job with working that into her parenting style as well. And, you know, it, let's just say it, the house is stunning.
I mean, so large.
But, you know, she doesn't think, they don't have an exorbitant amount of rooms. They're just bigger.
Yeah, the rooms are just bigger than what normal people have.
I love that Gina is like, your bed looks small. And she's like, it's a California king. Everything looks small in this room. I'm like,
so we had to get all the furniture custom to fit the room. Heather is funny in a way where like, she's like acting always, but real, not like being fake. She just is such like a character. It's so
fun to watch. She has this affectation that I think if it felt fake, it would be super obnoxious.
Yes.
But that's and just who she is.
And she's feel these towels. Oh my God, aren't they delicious?
Gina, come look at the towels. And
Gina was really funny during the tour. Her commentary.
Yeah, this tour. we're getting the tour out of the way now, even though it was not at the beginning of the episode, because let's be real. It must be spoken about. The difference between how Shannon was experiencing this tour and how Gina was experiencing this tour was really something, because every single thing Shannon is seeing in this house is like a painful reminder of how she does not have the life that she once had. And let's be real, wishes she still had. She's like,
Oh, yep.
I used to have a fridge like that. Haven't been to this neighborhood in a while. Yep. We had this stuff too. And there's this like deep, deep sadness to her, which is present constantly, but it's like amplified in this house. And then Gina, every single thing, it's like she's at Disneyland. Every single thing.
Yeah.
The heated towels. Oh my God, the marble. I always said I was going to have a closet like this. Heather, it's this closet.
Oh my God.
The windows are washed regularly.
She goes, I love secret doors, but also let's not forget that Shannon's house was spectacular. Like the house she lived in, like her original house was like absolutely beautiful. But
Shannon's house was like the just tasteful. So tasteful. I feel like Heather's house is a little more over the top, whereas Shannon's house was like very classic elegance.
Heather's house is Restoration Hardware when you walk into it in New York City. Like, that's what it looks like. Well, yeah, no, somebody Restoration said, Hardware is like peasants compared to Heather's
somebody
house.
Somebody said it's like,
still.
It's like Z Gallery for millionaires.
Can we also talk about this little minor crossover we had when they went to the laundry room and there was like someone just ironing when I was like, whoa, this is like we're on Below Deck. Like, there was just someone on the ironing board.
Somebody stuck in the laundry.
In the laundry. Next to her wrapping wall. There was a wall that you can wrap presents on.
Oh my God. I just want
to. Like, they had to take a break for a drink. They had to take a break during the tour for a cocktail.
When Gina's like, I wish I wore my Nikes. Let's rewind a little bit. Also, we're going to talk about Ultimate Girls Trip after OC. I feel like we didn't really do like an intro to this episode. We just couldn't stop talking about the house. So Heather kind of intros us. And then Heather is on a walk with her friend, Nicole. And based on this episode, it is very obvious that Nicole was originally maybe going to be a housewife and then something happened because she's not in the official cast. But we get a lot of Nicole this episode, and Nicole is going to be sort of a pivotal person because it turns out there is some some drama under the
surface.
She's
so fucking hot. Like, I can't even.
She is hot. You know who she looks like? She looks like Sophie Stanbury. No, she looks like Sophie Stanbury. Caroline's sister?
Yeah, a little. But like, it was funny how they kept referencing that she looked like Pamela Anderson just because she dated Kid Rock. She doesn't look like Pamela Anderson. I just need to get that straight. She looks like Carmen Electra, which is both very good things. But
right, it's like she doesn't look like Pam Anderson. She's just hot in the same way that Pam Anderson is hot. They have this. They have a similar, you know,
is aesthetic. Hot.
She is hot. So Heather right off the bat asks if she knows Shannon, and I love that we're being told that Heather and Shannon reconnected because Heather texted her to congratulate her on her like lemon tincture business venture. And it's like, that is one of the more made up scenarios we've heard, that it's like after 5 years out of the blue, Heather's just like, congrats on the business. And then now
she's like, thanks, I'll send you some.
But Heather is having a little luncheon catered by Nobu, naturally. And so she invites Nicole, and Shannon's going to be there. And I like that Heather has to set up that this is where the full cast is going to come together, because she's like, lots of empty seats at my table. Bring whoever you want. And so, you know, Nicole's going to bring Noella, and, you know, Gina is going to come with Shannon, and so is Emily. And then they're going to bring Dr. Jen, who we'll talk about in a second. But I love that, you know, kind of putting the like puzzle pieces together of like, okay, here's the cast.
Yes. Can we also just talk about the fact that they keep saying Shannon already met Dr. Jen, and they kept saying the vow renewal. And if anyone remembers anything from last season, it's that Shannon was so drunk at the vow renewal, she doesn't remember anything. So I was like, that's an irrelevant like connection. And they kept showing her like in the background of each like scene. I was like, this doesn't make sense.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention.
Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you're a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology, so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It's designed to work with your body, not against it. The Superpower Short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. You won't have to worry about it rolling down, which is unheard of in shapewear, thanks to flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
What's a little bit intriguing is that both of our new housewives, Noella and Jen, have probably their biggest connection to OC was Bronwyn, because there was a while, like back when, like when season 15 was airing, there was a while where Bronwyn and Noella were like BFFs, and Noella mm-hmm. was on the show a little bit last season toward the end. And then she and Bronwyn kind of had a falling out, I think. And then also Bronwyn was friends with Dr. Jen. Obviously she was at the vow renewal, you know? So it's kind of funny for this season that they clearly brought in these women that were sort of through Bronwyn, but then Bronwyn did not get brought along with them. And it's so far it kind of seems like it's working. I don't have strong negative feelings about Bronwyn, but I'm also not sad that she's no longer on the show. And I mean, we really haven't seen much of Noella, a little more of Dr. Jen, but you know, they're both very new, but I'm into the vibes I'm getting so far. And we know Noella and her husband, Sweet James, are in the middle of a very messy divorce now, which is going to play out at least partially during the season. So there's a lot coming down the pipeline.
Noella is such a breathtaking woman that it's almost like intimidating when she's on screen. It is like she's so beautiful. And I love how her
statuesque.
And Nicole, oh yeah, they met because they had matching Cartier bracelets and they were like, let's just be friends.
It's like the thing of like when you're in a, you know, the club bathroom and you're, you know, complimenting the girl on her lipstick. It's like the rich person. Yep. We were at a private airport bathroom.
Mm-hmm. And Heather was like, oh, well, that makes sense. And also the scenes right next to each other of Noella, Nicole, and Heather sipping champagne while Gina, Shannon, and Emily are ripping tequila shots at lunch. Oh my God. I like that Emily and Gina really are genuine, like, friends in real life. I love their friendship. However, when Shannon joined them, they're now friends. They joked that they were the new Tres Amigas, which I didn't believe for a second. When Shannon was saying how they never really had a friendship and then just two or so months ago started hanging out, this is not good. They already set us up for what's going to happen this season. Like, they're not actually friends.
This reeks of Shannon realizing that they're going to start filming again soon and that she's not going to have any friends. And let's just say, you know, so Gina and Emily don't know Heather before they started filming this season. And clearly, once they did meet her, especially for Gina, Gina didn't have a problem making friends. So I think Shannon, you know, it sort of feels like she's tried to, you know, work her way in with Gina and Emily, because at this point, Gina and Emily are the other two, you know, veterans on the show. They're the ones that have been there. Which feels crazy, but if you look at the actual cast, you know, makeup, it's true. And, you know, it felt like Shannon sort of wanted to have a team before Heather and the new girls came in. And, I mean, she just can't even keep it together for one episode. Before we talk about the Nicole stuff, I do just want to mention what Gina talks about her and her ex, Matt, at the beginning of the episode. I thought that was such a great moment for her. She seems like she is in the best position she's ever been in on the show. She looks great. She seems happy. She sounds more confident than she's been. And hearing her talk about having to give that victim impact statement, even though she knew, you know, she and Matt had gotten to a better place, she knew that she had to do it for herself and for her kids. And I just thought that was such a great moment, and I'm glad she got to have that moment.
Yeah, she's one of those housewives where as viewers, have seen her come a long way on like an actual real journey. And she looks good. She looks like she's in a good place. And she's driving again. Stay off the roads. She said, I know I'm a good driver if I just don't hit things, which should be everyone's goals, by the way.
She's like, I feel like by not hitting something, I've achieved the goal of driving. And I'm like, Correct.
That is true.
Keep that same energy. And also just have to shout out Shane Simpson for passing the bar, because they lowered the bar so he could reach.
that setup was fucking good that Emily was like, go for it. Just go for it. I can't. But I mean, I still wouldn't choose him as my lawyer. Mazel tov, good for you, Shane.
It's been a long journey, but
great.
Oh my God. It's just, even without the pun aspect of it that Gina leaned into, just the fact that Shane passed the bar by default because they lowered the score, like.
Right. Whew. They even said last night, like, would you choose on Watch Happens Live? Would you choose? Like, I just said no, but yes, but with some of Emily's assistants. Like, I would want Emily with him because she's badass. She looks great too this season. I feel like everyone is just in such a good place right now. Refresh. Emily, we hit the refresh champagne button in Heather's closet.
Yeah. Emily has finally passed her, like, new hip era and now is in her, like, okay, I am working out a lot. I got some little nips and tucks and I am looking good, feeling gorgeous. And she does
look great. Let's take a trip to Dr. Jen's office, shall we?
I know. I didn't realize that. So I thought that she was a plastic surgeon, but it turns out she is an aesthetic medicine physician, which is, Botox. she's like a legit doctor, but I think she just does more like,
right.
Yeah, like cosmetic treatments, but not
surgery. She owns
surgery.
A med spa. Owns a med spa, but like higher end than Heather Gay's med spa. I mean, like,
med spas, lucrative. Like, because insurance isn't paying for any of that shit. So you're, you know, everybody there is like swiping the credit card.
And as she says, they're swiping other people's credit cards as well, which is a little
swiping
juicy.
Married men's credit cards, which is really juicy.
I gotta say, I need to get a little further in. I compared to the other two, I don't know, she wasn't the strongest for me. So
yeah,
we'll see.
Well, so I feel like she kind of, because we haven't seen her like dip her toe into drama yet, which of course it's only been one episode, but like right off the bat, Nicole is kind of the lightning rod of this whole situation. Whereas Jen, we actually get to meet her family more.
Right.
Her husband's hot. Very hot. She had 3 kids in 15 months, which is crazy. There are twins in there. If you didn't watch the episode, that's literally like
there's
not
always twins.
Possible.
There's always twins, I feel.
I want to do like a study of how many twins we have or like multiple babies we have on Housewives versus like in the population at large, because I feel like there are a lot of twins.
Housewives like is responsible for all of the twins in the world.
I'm gonna be on like ancestry.com looking up Housewives because so many people have twins, right?
Absolutely. And Megan, speaking of OC, Megan King has twins also, right?
She does have twins.
Yes.
Giselle has twins. Shannon has twins.
Yeah,
of course.
Oh, Emily has twins.
Does Emily have twins?
Emily's twin boys.
I'm so bad at Jackie has two sets.
Jackie has two sets of twins. Literally, it's actually crazy. I know we can.
No,
actually, let's do this, Dylan. Let's make a list. Not right now.
I'll make a list. I'll check it twice. but yeah. So Dr. Jen, we'll see.
I feel like she kind of, this might be exaggerating, but I feel like she so far to me like radiates drama. Like I feel like something is coming. I know Nicole is what we're focusing on right now, but I feel like something's coming with Dr. Jen. And is it Dr. Jen, Jenny, Jennifer, what are we calling her? What is her name? Jenny, someone.
She said Jenny when she showed up to Heather's house, which was funny because I'm like, I don't think you've ever met Heather before. So it's funny to introduce yourself as Jenny. I feel like people call her Jen. Like, I think that's kind of, like, her name is Jennifer.
Stick with Dr.
Jen. But we're getting to the point where there are a lot of Jens on Bravo.
Yeah. Jens and twins.
Jen Cha, Jenny Nguyen, Jennifer Aiden.
We're missing.
There has to be some. Jen. I don't know. Lots of Jens, though.
Jen.
I mean, that's still a lot. There's lots of Heathers, too. So much to keep track of.
I need to mention something else. When they did all of the arrivals at Heather's party, did anyone else notice Nicole's blurred out vagine because her dress was so short?
God, no.
There was a blur.
I need to go
because
back.
Yeah, you need to go back.
Okay, also, I hate...
So you get for being the hot one.
So Shannon showed up first, and so it was like this little group of very Heather's friends, ladies who lunch, you know, the well, like it's like when Ramona has a luncheon.
Oh God.
It was kind of like those women. And then Shannon shows up, and I have to say, I think Shannon looked a little ridiculous. The like half up high pony with like the clearly extensions, and it's like perfectly curled.
Clearly extensions. She like took them right out of the pack and pinned them on her head.
Like literally. That hairstyle to me is a little overdone, I think, on Housewives. And it works in the right situation. But in this, I was like, you look a little bit like a Barbie doll, not in the best way. Whatever.
Well, her hair actually looked good before she turned around, like before they showed the extensions down to her ass. And then
I thought Dr. Jen looked great. I loved that floral dress that she was wearing. Gina looked great. I loved the pink.
Gina's confessional looks. Can we give that a shout out too?
Drapey gold necklace situation is kind of fun.
To be honest, Heather, I agree. She did look very Audrey Hepburn. The dress was very matronly. Yeah. She looked stunning, but it wasn't for me.
Okay, so this situation with Nicole. So Shannon apparently knows that Nicole sued Terry Dubrow at some point in the past. And for whatever reason, Heather doesn't seem to know this about Nicole, even though allegedly Nicole is Heather's friend.
But how does she not know this?
She was Nicole Weiss. So Shannon knows this, and she has told Gina and Emily, and she also asked Emily to use her legal resources to essentially dig up more dirt about this, but she has given Gina and Emily explicit instructions that they are not to bring this up to Heather, which has already become awkward when Gina and Shannon had lunch at Javier's with Heather. And Gina, being a normal, nice person, is like, I feel kind of bad because we're sitting here knowing this information about Heather, and Shannon is acting weird and telling me not to say it. And I totally agree with Gina and Emily.
Only because they're talking about Nicole, like because they're talking about her at the lunch.
Literally,
so Heather, Gina's like,
talking
hello.
About Nicole. They know Nicole is going to be at this party. It's weird that Shannon is sort of. It's like she feels like she has this power by knowing
this. She planted that seed.
She's waiting to use it in the right way, or waiting for Emily or Gina to say it so then she can be like, oh, I didn't know about that. And I love that Gina and Emily are recognizing this behavior for what it is and calling it out and being like, I don't fucking like this. Why is Shannon doing this shit again?
And especially because they just, like I said, became friends again. So now they're like kind of working into this friendship. And now they're like, wait a second, they're opening their eyes. But like, she planted the seed like she does. And now she's like walking away. And she's like, it's a ticking time bomb for what's going to happen, which we obviously see is going to happen. But again, not at the right place or time. Like Heather's party is going to implode.
It was
because of this
information. You and I feel how we feel about cliffhanger endings on Housewives. I actually thought this was a great good one.
Yep, this
because
was a good one.
They gave us those little flashes of what's going to happen. So we know that it's going to be intense. We know there's fourth wall breaking. We know that Heather kicks everybody out of her house. You know, we know it's going to be a whole thing. It's not just like 2 minutes left of an argument. It feels like this is sort of an inciting incident that's going to have a ripple effect throughout the season because, you know, Shannon and Heather are not on good terms currently. When I was talking to Heather the other night, she said something about how I asked her about Shannon and she was like, well, you know, sometimes when you're on the show, drama finds you and sometimes people seek it out. And Shannon, you know, like Shannon just can't be content with trying to be friends with Heather. It's like, do you want to be friends with her? Or do you want to ruin her life? Pick one.
I would fucking love to be friends with Heather if you ask me. I would love for the most iconic line to come because it's like perfectly set up. We're at Heather's house and Shannon's stirring this pot. I would love for Heather to be like, we're done. Please leave. And she points to the door. Also, favorite thing of Housewives is that they're saying, don't tell anyone. keep this a secret. We made a pact. Yet, I guess it's one of those moments where they forget there's cameras in front of them. And in their confessionals, they're saying, don't tell anyone. And we made a pact not to tell anyone. But like, I forget the cameras, I guess, aren't going to play that on television. Whatever, yeah. We'll say. Doesn't make any sense.
I will just say, I think it might be a rough season for Shannon Bedore. And, you know, based
her
on this episode,
might close after this season.
The storms, they are coming. But yeah, I mean, like, it just kind of seems like she does. If it's a rough season for her, at least from what we know now, it kind of seems like she deserves it. Like, she's doing it to herself.
She's fragile.
Oh, God.
Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Should we talk about Girls Trip?
Let's go to Turks and Caicos, shall we?
Ramona's a fucking mess and just like can't get it together. Which really, I mean, her behavior at this point is so predictable. Having watched Real Housewives of New York, it's like, we know the Ramona playbook exactly. And
yeah,
Luann does too. And, you know, when Luann and Ramona have their little chat with each other at the beach day, you know, they show us the whole montage of all of Ramona's horrible apologies. And it's pretty satisfying to see Luann finally being like, yeah, I've watched her do this for years. And like, I don't want to sit through it anymore.
She, in Ramona's own confessional, she's like, I don't care anymore. So like nothing she says is genuine. And I almost, it's so annoying because I almost don't want to talk about her because it's so like, we're giving it like fuel, but it's, we have to, because like, she's so embarrassing. But like, she even, like you just said, apologies. Cynthia was like taking her own time out, laying by herself, like thinking about what's going on. And Ramona was like, yeah, there's frittatas inside. I'm sorry I made you upset. Like, she can't even like have an apology alone. She had to like ease into it with something else. And nothing, anything she ever says would go in one ear and out the other. No, shouldn't, no one should listen.
And she says in her confessional, you know, I don't really think I did anything wrong, but I saw that I upset her, so I felt like I should apologize. And that is, the fact that she still doesn't realize that that is what she's doing wrong. And it's like, Cynthia doesn't need a half-ass apology from you. If you really don't think you did anything wrong, just keep your mouth shut and give Cynthia her space. And it's like, Ramona will always have that instinct that saying sorry is like better than nothing. And it's like, if you really don't mean it, then saying sorry is worse than just saying nothing. And, you know, I think Kenya in this episode does a good job of sort of just being like over it and like not giving Ramona the time of day. And it seems like Kenya is having the time of her life. I mean, she really, I didn't know what to expect from Kenya on this show because obviously she can be really messy. And aside from Ramona and whatever weird dynamic she has with Cynthia, Melissa loves Kenya. Kyle loves Kenya. I think Teresa really likes Kenya. Luann loves Kenya. Like, Kenya is kind of the life of the party, and she's not letting Ramona get her down. Whereas on the other side of the coin, you have Cynthia, who's like in her feelings all day because she is still upset about what happened with Ramona, and she's jealous of, you know, what Kenya is doing, and she had an issue with Kyle. Like, they, Cynthia and Kenya are kind of having opposite experiences on this trip in a way that I find really sort of surprising, because I expected Cynthia to sort of get along with everyone and Kenya to kind of make enemies, but that's not really what's happened.
I think Cynthia is the type of girl who needs one-on-one girl time, mm-hmm. like not really much of like a group scenario. But I also, we have to talk about the actual fight that sparked this whole Kenya and Ramona thing times 10, which was on their yacht day. Ramona was clearly like intoxicated and she told Kenya to fuck you. But in that moment, the fuck you was really what threw Kenya. That was it for her. I feel like it wasn't like, fuck you, like the meanest. It was just like, oh, like kind of brushing it off, but she shouldn't have said it in general. But right. In that scene, she was pissing everyone off. She was talking about Luann's sex life out loud in front of everyone, trying to embarrass her. All the women are saying they're not giving Ramona a pass, but they feel bad for her, which I guess is almost like worse because they're she has a sad life, like whatever. But she's clearly going through something and they're like trying to like help her. And they're like, you need to like look at what you're doing and saying. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that woman needs or what kind of reality check she actually needs, but like, what is gonna, I think she just is like in her life. This is it. She's not changing. Luann says too, she's not changing. So I think these women should just stop talking to her and like move on.
Yeah. When I think aside from Kenya, all of these women at least somewhat like Ramona and want her to, you know, want to uplift her, want her to feel good, whatever. But it's like, she's not giving them much to work with. And
no.
Yeah. I mean,
if you're the common denominator for all of the fights on the trip, you are the problem.
I mean, because that's the thing. I think when they sort of announced that this was happening and we found out who was in the cast, it was like, okay, like, is there even going to be drama? I feel like they're just on vacation for 7 days. And for the most part, they've all really gotten along. For the most part, except for the fact that Ramona is just the worst. And
she like knocked on everyone's doors. They're like, what do you want, Ramona? She's like just there giving out like crystals.
Trying to get everyone to wear the face crystals. And I love that Kenya is like, LOL, no. Melissa's like, that's so last decade. And they show a picture of her from like season 2 or whatever with like these face crystals on. And whereas Ramona still thinks this is like the funnest thing she could bring out for everyone to put on.
And if it's like what
Cynthia's
she says
nice
goes,
and wears
like,
the face crystals.
Yes, she is. But okay, also one other thing. When these women were talking about their private jets, I just wanted to point out this conversation because we've had obnoxious ones in the past on Housewives. But when Kenya said she was embarrassed by her nanny's outfit on a private jet, Kyle even said, she's like, I'm from Beverly Hills, and this was the most unrelatable like conversation I've ever been in. I was like, wait, this like we need to come back down. Like, this is too much. Ugh. And like, not good. Not good. Yeah,
that was a lot. I was like, Kenya, please. I did like when Kenya, Luann, and Teresa were in the car talking about their cameos, that was a really fun sort of peek behind the curtain of, you know, Luann saying that she charges $125 and if she raises her price, then she gets less requests.
She has like, volume.
Yeah. She's like, I do a volume. Wait, I did the math because I'm bad at math.
So did I. Said, I did the calculations too. It's $3,700 or something.
$3,750 was the amount of money she had sitting in her cameo inbox just from the current requests.
And because Kenya was like six figures. So I was like, wait, what? That doesn't sound right. And it's not.
Luann showed her something on the phone. And I think it was like how much she's made or something. Like, because
people need to stop posting their bank accounts.
There are celebrities who have made like $1 million from Cameo. It's pretty wild.
It's wild wait, to look know? At what each of them charge.
You know who's like one of the number one people on Cameo randomly?
Who?
Did you ever watch The Office?
Yes, of course.
So Brian Baumgartner, who played Kevin on The Office, is like one of the top earners on Cameo. Cause he does like a really, he does like a really good job with them, I think.
Well, because he would talk in character, you know, and also, I haven't done it in a while. It was before I downloaded TikTok, but if you download Cameo, you can like watch some of the ones that they've like done or practice or whatever. And it's actually really cool. I love doing that. I'm going to do that again sometime.
Some people do like 6 minute long cameos. I'm like, honestly, I just need like a 45 second birthday greeting. I don't need you to like find stuff to talk about, really. Just like say your catchphrase, you know, list off the, it's like, hi, Barry. Happy birthday. You know, Dylan just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. He says that you're the biggest Bravo-holic and you're such a fan of the show. So, you know, keep mentioning it all.
Like, oh, still, that was cute.
Thank you.
That was cute Cameo. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Should we go on Cameo? Yeah. Can you just, like, sign up?
Yeah. Okay. Do you have to have like prerequisites or something?
I feel like you might have to be like invited to join Cameo, but I'm not sure. But there are also people. I'll see people who are on Cameo and I'm like, really? But you know, if it's making you money, it's making you money.
Hustle, I'm not mad baby, hustle.
I'm not mad about diversifying your income streams. Also, before we should just mention, before we go, the Miami trailer came out and it premieres two Thursdays from now. So like right, basically Girls Trip is going to end next week. And then the week after we get Miami. So that's very exciting.
I am so excited because again, I feel like, well, first of all, you know that, but it looked like, it looks like old school Housewives and like real
it
drama
looks
and
good.
Like
and yeah.
yeah, it looks like when Adriana says that Larsa is trying to be Kim Kardashian, knowing that they're Kim no Kardashian. Longer friends is amazing. Mm-hmm. Like Lisa, oh my God, Alexia, I can't wait to meet the new women. Like this looks good. We actually personally, I think, know one of the Real Housewives, not personally, but we've met her before.
Gertie,
yes.
Yeah. So Gertie, who is joining the cast, she is like an event stylist, designer, you know,
planner.
All of those words.
Yeah.
And she did both Sammy and Aileen's weddings. So
she's to the office. She's beautiful.
Yeah. She's been on the Betches Brides podcast. And I think maybe is doing it. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. But yeah. So Gertie is a friend of the pod and we'll definitely try to have her on to talk Miami, but oh my God, so much fun stuff happening. Can't wait for next week. Don't forget to check out our Betches merch collection. We have lots of fun Bravo stuff. I am personally enjoying my coasters a lot. I use them in my apartment every day, and I think we just got them back in stock.
I wear my sweatshirt hats and drink out of my mugs all day, every day.
Okay, yeah, Barry uses all the products. Betches.co/bravo. Betches.co/BravoMerch to check out everything we have for sale. Great holiday gifts or for yourself, as I love gifting myself. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow the show wherever you listen. You can follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches and just be cool.
Don't be all like uncool.
Mention It All is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Dylan Hafer. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Bravo by Betches on Instagram and Twitter.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a Wildberry Splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.